Good morning and welcome to the Let the Bible Speak program. My name is Chris Reeves and I'm the host of the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm also the minister for the Memorial Boulevard Church of Christ. The Memorial Boulevard Church of Christ in Springfield, Tennessee is bringing you this program this morning, and we're glad that you have tuned in to listen to the Let the Bible Speak program. This morning I want to talk a little bit about the importance of listening to what God says in His Word, the Bible. I believe many people want a message from God. They want to hear from God. They want to know what God says to them for their life. And God indeed has spoken to them. He's spoken to all of us. In the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the writer of Hebrews writes, God, having of old time spoken unto the fathers in the prophets by divers portions and in divers manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. We learn from this Bible passage that God, having of old time, talking about the Old Testament period, God has spoken in different ways, in different portions, in different ways, in different manners. Sometimes God may have spoken through an angel or through a prophet or directly to an individual. He used different ways to communicate to man. But we learn from verse 2 that at the end of these days, that would be the time when Jesus came up until this present day, at the end of these days, He has spoken unto us in His Son. God speaks to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we find that when the Apostle Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost and the days that followed there, when you turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 3, that the Apostle Paul was speaking of Jesus when he said, "A prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto me. To him shall you hearken in all things whatsoever he shall speak unto you." Acts chapter 3 and verse 22. Jesus speaks to mankind. God speaks to mankind through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus also speaks His word through His own apostles. Jesus sent His apostles into all the world to preach the gospel. And when they went out, they were not simply speaking what they wanted to. They were speaking and preaching the very words of Christ. When Jesus spoke to His disciples in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, He said that after He would go back into heaven, He would send the Holy Spirit to the apostles to guide them into all the truth. And when they went out to preach, they would be preaching the words of the Holy Spirit, and they would be preaching the words of Jesus. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus said to His apostles, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak from Himself, but what things soever He shall hear, these shall He speak, and He shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall take of Mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He taketh of Mine and shall declare it unto you." And so the Father spoke to the Son. The Son, Jesus, spoke through the Holy Spirit to His apostles. And then the apostles went out and spoke those Holy Spirit-guided words from Jesus. Paul writes in another section of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, "The things that I write, they are the commandments of the Lord." So God speaks to man. He speaks through His Son, and His Son speaks through His apostles. And all of those things that were spoken were written in the New Testament and recorded in the New Testament in our Bibles. And so we do have a message from God, and it's recorded in the Bible. And this morning, I want us to consider the theme of letting the Bible speak in our lives. Our new radio program is called the Let the Bible Speak program, and we need to let the Bible speak in our lives, because when we let the Bible speak, then we are letting God speak to us. But friends, what I want us to consider this morning is that many simply will not let the Bible speak. They won't just open up their Bible and read the Bible and let those words speak to them. There's always something else sometimes that they have to appeal to, or other things get in the way, and God cannot just simply speak to them on the pages of the Bible. It's so easy to open up our Bible and just let it open up and read it. We can read it in our personal lives. Someone might be preaching from it. Somebody might be teaching from it. We can read it in our personal lives, and we can just read what God has for us. But so often today, God's Word is clouded and covered up and constrained in many kinds of ways, and God just simply cannot speak to us on the pages of the Bible because we let other things get in the way. Friends, this morning I'd like to talk about a few things that get in the way, that keep us from just simply letting the Bible speak. And the first one that comes to my mind would be human tradition. There are many churches and many religious groups who have church traditions that they follow. And because they follow those things, God's Word is not able to just simply speak to them. Those human traditions get in the way. We cannot let the Bible speak when we are listening to human traditions. A human tradition may be oral, it may be spoken, or it may be written down. We call that a creed. Whether it's oral or written, it's from man, it's not from God. One example of this we have in the Gospels is when Jesus met the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15. And the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not wash their hands?" And Jesus responded in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 3, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that speaketh evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, that wherewith you may have been profited by me is given to God, he shall not honor his father. And you have made void the word of God because of your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." And so the Pharisees had a tradition, and that is that they could say to their parents, I've already given my financial help to God. I can't give that to you. And they did not take care of their parents. They did not honor their parents. But one of the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, said, honor your father and mother. That was God speaking. But God's Word was being blocked by the tradition of the Pharisees. They said, and they told others, if you'll just go tell your parents you've already given it to God, then you don't have to take care of them. And so their tradition was placed in front of the Word of God. And Jesus said, you have made void the Word of God because of your tradition. Also in the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul is writing there again about individuals who were setting forth things that were just simply human tradition, and they were getting in the way of the Word of God. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, take heed lest there shall be any one that maketh spoil of you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Later in Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 16, he talks about some of those traditions, eating certain meats and drinking certain things and observing certain days. Some of it involved worshiping angels and other kinds of things like that. And in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 22, he calls it the precepts and doctrines of men. These things were getting in the way, and God's Word was not allowed to work in people's lives because tradition was getting in the way. A human tradition contains either more than what is in the Bible or less than what is in the Bible. Can we not just simply let the Bible speak and set aside human traditions? Another thing that comes to my mind, friends, with regard to this is what is called so-called Latter-day revelations. Individuals claim that they got a revelation from God, and they might write it down in a book like the Quran or the Book of Mormon. We cannot let the Bible speak when we are listening to so-called Latter-day Revelations. Latter-day Revelations are from man. They are not from God. We have a New Testament in Jude verse 3, contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered. We have all of God's recorded word in the New Testament. We don't have Latter-day Revelations. And the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 6 through 9 addresses this very thing. Paul, when he went to the area of Galatia, preached the gospel of Christ, and when he left, some people wanted to come in and they wanted to add to that. They wanted to preach another gospel. They wanted to preach something that was different and add to what Paul had already preached. And so he writes in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, I marvel that you are so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any other gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. And as we have said before, so say we now again. If any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which you received, let him be anathema or accursed. And so people were coming along claiming that they had gotten something else from God when in fact it was just simply error. It was not the truth, and they were trying to preach something different and something in addition to what Paul said. And notice in verse 8, Paul said, though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any other gospel. Some religions claim, the founders of some religions claim, that angels spoke to them. And they recorded what an angel spoke, and it's a latter-day revelation. Even Paul said that that is not the case. And so some people let latter-day revelations get in the way. Another thing that comes to my mind, if you want to turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16, we cannot let the Bible speak when we twist the scriptures and make them say what we want them to say. A lot of times people will do that. They will open up their Bible and they will read it, but then they twist it a little bit to make it say what their particular church believes or what their particular theology is. And so they will twist or distort or change the Word of God. Peter wrote about this in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. Peter writes, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things wherein are some things hard to be understood, which the ignorant and unsteadfast twist or wrest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so they were supposed to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the New Testament teaching. But some would come along and twist the scriptures. Peter had been talking about some of Paul's epistles. And when I think about those kinds of things, I think about individuals who try to twist the Word of God. Some will quote John 3:16, a very familiar passage, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, but they say whosoever believeth and has faith alone shall be saved. Some will read Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And they will say, repent and be baptized because you already have forgiveness of sins. Some will read Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and following, where Paul talks about there in Romans 3 about justification by faith. We're justified by faith. And they will say, we are justified by faith alone, Romans chapter 3 and verse 28, when the word alone is not there. And so it's easy to just simply read a verse and then twist it. We might add a little bit, we might take a little bit away. And scripture twisting is often done by preachers and scholars and other individuals. It is not from God, it is from man. Can we not just simply let the Bible speak without twisting it? In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, Peter writes, if any man speaketh, let him speak as of the oracles of God. When we speak, it needs to be the very scripture, the very word of God. Now, there are other ways in which people can appeal to things and it keeps the Bible from speaking. One other thing that comes to my mind is what has been called in religious circles modernism. It came about in the mid-1800s to the late 1800s where religious individuals and others began to look at the Bible as if it were just simply a product of man instead of the very Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all Scripture is inspired of God. That means God breathed. What we have in our Bibles is the very Word of God. It's not the Word of men. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, Peter writes that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation, for no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spake from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. So what we have is the very Word of God. But modernism and liberalism does not accept what the Bible says is true. It does not accept the Bible as the very Word of God. For example, those who engage in these things do not believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. They do not believe in miracles. They do not believe in the miracles of the Bible. They believe the Bible has contradictions. They believe the Bible contains fiction and things that aren't true. Jonah was not really swallowed by a whale, and Jesus did not walk on water and things like that. And so what they do is they rob the Bible of its power. They do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and so they do not let God's Word speak for itself. You know, there are other things that can get in our way, and it keeps us from letting the Bible speak. We would like to just simply open up the Bible in this radio program. You open up your Bible, I'll open up my Bible. And what does it say? Just the simple reading of God's Word. Can we not just let the Bible speak to our lives? If we need guidance, if we need help, if we need spiritual guidance and help, if we need to know what God wants for our lives, how to live, how to act, how to live religiously, what a church that we need to be a part of, the plan of salvation, how we need to be right with God, how we need to worship and work together as Christians. Can we not just let the Bible speak without human traditions getting in the way and so-called latter-day revelations and without anyone, even myself, trying to twist the Scripture to make it teach something that it does not teach? That's what we want for you friends and neighbors. We want simply to let the Bible speak. Sometimes the thing that gets in the way is ourselves. We cannot let the Bible speak when we are listening to ourselves and what we want to hear. A lot of times, instead of just reading the Bible and let it speak for itself, our conscience gets in the way, our personal beliefs, our feelings, what we think and what we feel. It often gets in the way and it clouds the truth of the Word of God. And we need to remember that if we're not careful, our hearts and minds can actually be blinded to the truth of the Word of God. And so God is not speaking to us. We're being blinded by other things. I think of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. In whom the god of this world, he's talking about the devil, in whom the god, small g, of this world, hath blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn upon them. And so the devil wants our minds blinded to the light of the gospel. And you know, sometimes ourselves, we get in the way. I think about when Peter, James, and John went up on top of the Mount of Transfiguration and Peter was speaking and a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Speaking of Jesus, Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. Instead of talking, we need to be listening to Jesus. Others close their ears. Do you remember when Stephen was preaching in Acts chapter 7 and verse 58? He was preaching the gospel in the city of Jerusalem and many of the Jews did not want to listen to his sermon anymore. And the text says that they stopped their ears and they rushed upon him and they stoned him. They did not want to listen to the gospel. Sometimes ourselves, we get in the way. Still others want to listen to only those individuals who will make them happy. Sometimes an individual will say something like, "Well, I'm looking for a preacher who will preach it the way I want to hear it. I'm looking for a church who will preach it the way I want to hear it. The problem is we're not letting the Bible speak. The Apostle Paul actually talks about this kind of thing. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, he tells Timothy to preach the word. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn unto fables. People will go out and they'll find others who will teach it the way they want to hear it, but they're not letting the Bible speak. And so people will follow their own conscience or their own personal experiences or what I think or what I feel. I've actually heard individuals say something along the lines of, I would not trade what I feel in my heart for a whole stack of Bibles. Well, they're putting their feelings in front of God's Word. I think about Naaman the leper in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 11. When he was told to go dip in the Jordan 7 times and he would be clean, he said, behold, I thought the prophet would come out and wave his hand over me. And he thought that he could go dip in some other river, not that dirty old Jordan River. But he was told to dip 7 times in the Jordan, and that was God's Word. And until he did that, he was not going to be clean. But he said, behold, I thought. His thinking, his feelings got in the way. You know, that's what happened to Saul of Tarsus before he became a Christian. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 9, Paul wrote, I thought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's what he thought. And so he rounded up Christians and brought them to Jerusalem and had them bound and put in prison. He thought that that's what he was supposed to be doing, but it wasn't right. And so people's feelings and experiences and all of that get in the way. And so even though you open up the Bible and you read the verse, they read it, but then they say, well, I think and I feel. We're not letting God speak to us on the pages of Scripture when we allow ourselves to get in the way. I think of Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. I think of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, where there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is death. And so we have our feelings and what we think and what we feel, but often we're misguided. We just simply need to let the Bible speak. One other thing that comes to my mind with regard to people who will not let God speak to them is that sometimes an individual will try to silence the message. They just don't like what is being said from God's Word. They don't like the truth that is coming from God's Word. And so in some way they will try to silence the Word of God. I think about when Jeremiah was preaching to the king Jehoiakim in Jeremiah chapter 36, and he was telling the king how that there was going to be the coming of the Babylonian captivity, and God's people are going to be judged, and God is going to send them into captivity, and the king didn't like to hear that. And it's an interesting story because it's one time in the Word of God where someone actually tried to physically get rid of the Word of God. The king cut up the scroll and threw it in the fire, and he thought that that was going to get rid of the Word of God, when in fact, in the rest of the story, God simply repeated his message to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah wrote it down again, and so we just cannot get rid of the Word of God. But in Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse 23, and it came to pass when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves or columns that the king cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the brazier until the roll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. And they were not afraid nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all of these words. They did not want to hear. They did not want to listen to the Word of God, and so he cuts up the scroll and throws it in the fire. But later, God simply repeated the message, and Jeremiah wrote it down again. We cannot get rid of the Word of God. I think about 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23 and 24 and 25. The Word of God abideth forever. We just simply cannot get rid of God's Word. But some people try to silence the message. Other people try to silence the messenger. I think again about about Stephen in Acts chapter 7 and verse 58. They stoned Stephen. But when they stoned Stephen, Christians at that time were scattered abroad and they went everywhere preaching the word. And so these Jews in Jerusalem tried to get rid of the messenger, when in fact what happened is it actually spread the message even farther. So the Christians who saw the stoning of Stephen, they were scattered abroad and they went everywhere preaching the word. And so we simply cannot silence the messenger or the message. God's word will always be with us. There will always be those who faithfully preach the word of God. Even though you might kill one, another will arise who will speak the truth of the word of God. So friends, we need to simply let the Bible speak. I think about all of the Bibles in America and even around the world. How many people have Bibles in their homes, and some people will carry Bibles with them. You can even have a version of the word of God on your cell phone or your tablet or some sort of electronic device. Bibles are everywhere. But so often we do not let the Bible speak. We do not let God speak to us on the pages of Scripture. The Bible is often silenced or vetoed. Somebody might just say, well, I hear what you're saying and I see what is said there in the Bible, but I'm just going to say no to that. Or others just simply try to set it aside. We've got to be very careful, friends, that we do not do that. We want to let the Bible speak. We want to let God give us His Word each day, and we can open up that Bible and we can read that. We don't want human traditions to get in the way. Some churches say that human tradition is just as valid or equal or authoritative as the Word of God, when in fact it's not. Other people claim that there are so-called latter-day revelations, but if you begin to look at that, you'll find that different people who claim different latter-day revelations, they all claim that they come from God, but all of these latter-day revelations are contradictory. They contradict each other. God would not give a latter-day revelation to one religious group and then contradict it with another religious group. Latter-day revelations are just simply the idea of man, and it's not Bible truth. We don't need to twist the Scripture. We don't need to deny what is in the Word of God. We don't need to deny Bible miracles and Bible inspiration. We don't need to let ourselves get in the way with what we think and what we feel. And we don't need to try to silence the message, because the more we try to silence the message, the more the message gets out. As we close this morning, I think a good test to take is that when you open your Bible and you read it, do you read what the Bible says and then say, yes, but? I've read such and such. Yes, but. And then we try to change it. No, just simply be content to let the Bible speak. I want to try to do that in my life. We want to try to do that here on this radio program, and we would encourage you to do the same. I want to thank you for listening this morning in our first installment of the Let the Bible Speak program, brought to you by the Memorial Boulevard Church of Christ. We would invite you to come visit us sometime. You can listen to all of my sermons on the website if you would like to, thegoodteacher.com, if you would like to listen to sermons and other material there. If you'd like to come visit, we would be glad to have you. And we bid you a good day, and we also ask that you'll tune in next week for another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program, and thank you for your kind attention this morning.